been made by DWR. I don't think anybody's even aware of all the work that's been done behind the scenes to try to get to the point where we can apply for a delisting. It's huge. It's a huge amount of money, unfortunately, and time that's been spent getting us to this point, and this is just another one of those little steps along the way that I think can help address the neighbors' concerns.
I'm going to throw this in. Give me just a minute. I still like the language, contingent upon a combination of fencing and or other methods. This is talking about those other methods.
I think we can agree to it.
But
so maybe go to the other letter, and because I think it's closer, John, and maybe we can add the language in there.
I could jump in for just a second.
Sorry. I'm just going to jump in for just a second. I just want to explain from our side of things. I work with the contracts and the land side of things. And so a letter is great, but it's not binding on our side of things. So if we want to get into kind of more of, I don't want to call it negotiations, but if we want to discuss those kind of things and have it in a better way that we can keep it on our side and you guys can keep it, I'd maybe suggest doing a memorandum of understanding. Just so that we can keep that in our records for these properties. So that might be a suggestion that
we would carry more weight. And MOU would carry more weight than just the letters, what
yes.
you're saying.
Yeah, the letter's not contractual, is it?
No.
It's a statement of what we're trying to do, and yeah. that's what we're trying to do.
Like a resolution versus
Kevin, does the
a contract that the language is there. And again, largely, I'm just saying I want to protect the adjacent landowners from encroachment. Period. That's that general statement that covers all efforts
right.
for it instead of a specific list of what we might do. It's just a couple of words, but to me it makes sense that, that's there in that.
Could
context.
You work with these two gentlemen on that MOU and make sure the language is acceptable to them?
So Commissioner, let me step back a little bit. MOUs are good. They get lost in the files at some point. I think a better way to what would put us on the line is putting this language in our wildlife management area plan,
okay.
and I will commit that we will do that in that plan because that's signed by our director. That becomes our marching orders at that point.
Okay.
And I'll
so
make
better sure, than an MOU.
Better than an MOU and we, so I think we do it. We it will not be done before. Right. I would suggest
there's enough witnesses.
Yeah. I
so
mean, if we
it's on
if,
YouTube.
Is that plan referenced in this letter?
No, but I think we ought to put a reference.
We got to add it in there so we can approve that, right?
Yeah, and approve that and then that cuz state law requires us to have your consent before we can purchase the property. And the vote here, there'll be a
really?
Know a vote on record and the letter
so
will do that and we can commit to.
So do you feel like in the motion if we add that language to put that in that plan, we would be.
You writing all this down, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, I see we'll you're taking notes.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Give Mike the exact verbatim what he needs
the simplest way would be to just put it in the motion. We can do the letter on top of that if it makes everybody feel better. But
you want a letter of support, and we're willing to give that. But
yeah.
But we want it, you know, we want to make the motion so it covers it.
What would the language be as far as including it in the plan?
This just that based on DWR's commitment to address these issues as discussed in this meeting in their upcoming revision of their WMA management plan.
The minutes of this meeting carry a lot of weight when it comes down to down the road
yeah.
a ways and seeing what the understanding was.
We're
right.
You know, the bottom line, we're going to do our best and we're going to work with these guys to do our best and I'll commit to that, whatever language has to be in there to make that feel clear. You know, that's what we'll do. And like I said, this isn't the end of the world. It's 20 acres. We want to do right by everybody. We want to get delisting done. We want to continue to have a good relationship with the county, which we have, and that's probably more important to me than any of this. So
I have an idea. Get the 20 acres,
sell the 200 acres, buy some land out away from the farms.
There will be neighbors there too.
All right. Thanks for
Thank you.
Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you guys let us know how you want to do this to make it make you feel comfortable.
I mean, I'm comfortable with the letter. There's just a couple of things that were brought up here that I'll just add in the motion, and I think we'll be good. I mean, understanding that we can give our support, but really when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, that's going to be the things that you add in that WMA plan, and that's not anything that we necessarily have control over. So,
and I just want to be clear, we're not going to be able to eliminate prairie dogs leaving the property to go.
Sure.
But we'll do our best to mitigate and be good neighbors, as Commissioner Robinson indicated. So
yeah, and I've, you know, our relationship with the DNR, with Kevin and Barbara and everybody else is, I mean, we just have a great working relationship. I have no reason to believe that they're trying to pull one over on us. You know, if they say that they're going to do it, they're going to do it, and we just appreciate that relationship. So
and you don't know how much I appreciate that comment. Just being on the record, because it hasn't always been that way.
When I first started,
it was rough.
We were still dealing with prairie dogs when I started on the commission. Prairie dog was just a
four letter word.
Well, it was. We had it on the agenda. We had to approve prairie dog takes every commission meeting. We had to have this discussion every single commission
meeting.
There'd
be a line of people, a line of developers asking for take. So
yeah, and it was so. I mean, from where we were then to where we are now is a million light years ahead. And
Reed deserves as much credit.
Oh, absolutely. No, Reed's
to get his credit. Yeah. You know, having worked this when it was the old way for 25 years, I've been involved with this 26. If Kevin's word isn't good enough to say we're going to make this work and do everything we can within our power for the division, you just as well go home.
Yeah, no,
it's not going to matter.
No, that's agreed. If Kevin says that this is what they're going to do, I have no
from the division to make it work.
I have no question as to whether that it'll work. That's how much respect I've got for Kevin and for the process and everything that's happened from there to here. They've never gone back on what they said they were going to do, and it's a million times better.
And we appreciate that. At the direction of my wife, make sure you have this language.
Awesome.
I know who's in charge.
I'm the one that found it. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Chanel did.
In the yellow,
yeah. Well,
if you want to have that language put in our WMA, I'll commit right now. That's not language that we would object to. That statement about fence or other man, because it gives us the opportunity to do
a combination of fencing and or other methods to protect adjacent landowners from encroachment. That's what it
seems like. Wise language. Okay. Are we ready?
Go ahead. Good luck.
All right. So I'm going to move for approval on agenda item number 3 of a letter of support for the proposed land acquisition and expansion of the Parowan Valley Wildlife Management Area. Approve that little letter of support with the following, you know, as is with the following language, that a visual barrier be installed both to the east and the south side of the property, that DWR will continue, I can't read my own writing, we'll take into consideration and commit to the items that we have discussed in their upcoming WMA management plan, and that there be a combination of fencing and or other methods to protect adjacent landowners from encroachment. That would be my motion.
Second that motion.
Good. Okay, so moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay.
You know, I just want to say really quickly, I mean, this has been some of the more contentious issues with prairie dogs and stuff. And I really appreciate meetings like this where we have these discussions, and there's been zero contention.
Right.
In this meeting, I really appreciate everybody's ability to come together and have this discussion without yelling at each other. Thank you. This is very cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good luck on your flight. Hope you catch up.
Yeah. Hope it still exists.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're on number 4, discussion and possible approval and presentation of the 2026 tentative budget. Luke.
Now that all the fun's over, I get to come up here. No one wanted to stay and listen about the budget. So, no, I was going to give a little bit more of a description, but I'll be more brief. So the budget, it's talked about in state code in section 17-63-303. That was all redone. Actually, just last week it was approved by the state legislature. They renumbered all of section 17, and they added a few changes in there. So I've been reviewing that just to make sure we're following all of the rules and meeting all the deadlines. But I guess the main thing is on or before November 1st, the finance officer shall prepare for the next budget period a file with the governing body a tentative budget for each fund for which a county budget is required. And so I filed that, sent it to the commission on October 30th. And then later in state code, it talks about approving a tentative budget. So that's what we're doing today. It's more of a simple, basic procedure at this point. There is no public hearing or comment on this at this time. You guys have all seen the tentative budget, met with department heads, and reviewed all of that information. And it can still be modified until we have the public hearing, which will be in 2 weeks.
And is that available to the public?
Not yet, but it'll be available 10 days before the public hearing. So in the next 3-4 days, it'll be available. So the next commission meeting, we'll have the public hearing. And then the commission meeting after that, the one in December, is when there'll be a vote on the final budget. So just a few highlights that's included in the tentative budget. The cost of insurance will have a large increase again this next year, amounting to around $316,000. The insurance committee, which is made up of employees from each department throughout the county, elected to use $200,000 of previous savings from when the county was self-insured to pay for that part of the increase. The stepping grade is included in the tentative budget, along with a cost of living adjustment that's still being reviewed. There were around 25 new employee requests throughout the county, which none of them have been included in the tentative budget. Those costs are still being reviewed. And then there have also been some increases in software supplies, maintenance, and other operational costs throughout the county due to inflation, but not quite as much as the last 2 years. I think this year our inflation costs were less than they had been the last few years, which was good. Good to see that. So over the next 2 weeks, I will continue working with the commission on reviewing requests, prioritizing county needs, and balancing the budget so that it is ready for the public hearing. There will be a more in-depth presentation on everything in the budget next meeting, and then we'll have the public hearing. So yeah, any questions or any comments you guys want to add at this point?
No, it's one of the hardest things we do every year.
Luke, how did your revenue projections come out?
Yeah, so
were there any surprises there?
Yeah, so Friday I came back in Friday afternoon and just reviewed this year where we're currently at, how our revenues are looking compared to what we had planned, and I actually felt really good about it. Overall, our revenue is looking higher than what we were projecting in some areas, and so that definitely helps the budget. And then same for next year, just projecting a small growth in most revenue, because after the election and we weren't sure kind of what the economy was going to do, but sales tax and all that's been still trending upwards. So
great.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Luke, does that need to be voted on? We've got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So they will need to vote on to approve the tentative budget.
Ken had to step out and take a call, but we can.
I'll go ahead and move to approve the 2026 tentative budget as presented by Mr. Auditor Little.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Five, review and possible approval of memorandum of agreement between Iron County and SUU for donation of funds for university projects.
We're going to strike that one.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
You know.
I'm quite ready to talk about it. I'm like, I'm not saying Oglesby.
All right.
No, we, yeah, no, there's Sam and I and Maria, there needs to be some more work on our end. We're not quite there yet.
Okay. So, Jen.
Thank you.
Do you got your bottle of water?
I'm ready. See if we can do this fast. All right. In the Sheriff's Office correction, Skylar LaPrelle was selected from the most recent interview and selection process to fill vacant full-time medical technician position effective 11-10-2025. Jared Ferguson, Jacob Borges, and Madison Kropf have completed all tasks to receive a promotion. Jared and Jacob from a Deputy 1 to Deputy 2, and Madison from a Medical Deputy 1 to a Medical Deputy 2, all effective November 9, 2025. In Sheriff's Office Patrol, selections were made from the most recent interview and selection process to backfill the following positions: Alejandra Valdez as a part-time animal shelter technician effective November 10th, 2025. Alyssa White as a part-time administrative assistant effective November 3rd, 2025. And Chet Smith as a part-time reserve deputy effective November 10th, 2025. In Council on Aging, Amber Nesson and Brittany Robertson were selected from the most recent competitive interview and selection process to backfill the vacant activity director positions effective November 12, 2025 for Amber and November 3rd, 2025 for Brittany. Malaya Larson was selected from the most recent competitive interview and selection process to receive a promotion from a part-time assistant cook to a part-time lead cook effective November 9, 2025. In Building and Zoning, Lisa Woolsey was selected from the most recent competitive interview and selection process to backfill the vacant part-time administrative assistant position effective November 24, 2025. And in the landfill, Austin Sanabek was selected from the most recent competitive interview and selection process to backfill the vacant full-time landfill technician position effective December 8, 2025.
You missed Madison.
No, she actually was put on patrol, okay, and she should be in corrections, so I bumped that up.
Okay.
Yeah, John.
Read it all.
No, she's supposed to be in.
I was just following along and thought you'd missed her, so
good. We're good.
Okay.
I took your turn while you were gone.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the changes to personnel as outlined in the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Jennifer. I have to sign all those as a problem. Okay, so any boards or?
I believe the Mountain View Water District had reached out to you, Paul.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, that gal never got back with me.
Paula.
But Milby. Paula Milby, yeah. And anyway, if she does, well, I'll bring it before the commission. Okay. But she didn't get back.
She didn't get back to you, okay,
before today. Yeah.
All right. Okay. No closed session today.
No.
Okay. All right. Chair declares this meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you.